From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Defense Department says U.S. warplanes launched strikes against Islamic State targets around the Libyan coastal city of Sirte, as requested by the North African country's UN-backed National Unity Government. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
Today, at the request of Libya's Government of National Accord, the United States conducted precision airstrikes against ISIL targets in Sirte, Libya, to support GNA-affiliated forces seeking to defeat ISIL in its primary stronghold in Libya.
He said one strike hit an IS tank and had directly challenged GNA-aligned forces and discriminately targeted civilians. Another strike hit two IS vehicles. Cook also said it's the start of a sustained campaign to back Libyan forces as they conduct operations against Islamic State. Meanwhile, the head of the Libyan Presidency Council, Fayez Sarraj, said the council decided to request direct support from the U.S. He said it's to be done in close coordination with the council. The U.S. defense spokesman said the strikes will continue to target IS forces in Sirte to enable the GNA to, quote, make a decisive strategic advance and help deny IS a safe haven in Libya from which it could attack the U.S. and its allies. A Nigerian commission Monday found that the army killed nearly 350 people from a minority Shia Muslim sect last December and called for the prosecution of those involved. The judicial inquiry said the army used excessive force in 2 days of violence in Zaria when sect followers blocked the road used by a military convoy carrying the chief of the army staff. The army says the protesters were trying to assassinate General Tutar Burakai. The rights group Amnesty International accused the military of deliberately shooting dead the Shia followers of cleric Ibrahim Zakzaki, who remains in detention. This is VOA News. A Russian military helicopter was shot down Monday in northwest Syria, killing all five on board, including two officers and three crew members. Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy called it a terrorist act. He said the helicopter was returning from a humanitarian mission, providing food and medicine to residents of Aleppo when it crashed in rebel-held Idlib province. The crash occurred as rebels launched a new assault on government-held districts in the embattled northern Syrian city. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, in a joint appearance with his Colombian counterpart in Washington, acknowledged Monday the target date of August 1st set to get the Syrian government and opposition into negotiations on the country's future came and went with no sign of such talks.
Almost all of the time from the moment of the announcement of the target date until today has been consumed by trying to get a cessation of hostilities in place that is meaningful. And that is precisely what we are engaged in right now. There are obviously great concerns about what is happening on the ground there. We all share them. And there is a situation where Assad regime attacks and conducts offensive operations. But Nusra, which doesn't want a cessation, also attacks and goes into offensive operations.
Kerry called on Russia and Damascus to refrain from conducting such operations. He said the evidence so far, whether Moscow or Syria, can break the cycle of violence is troubling. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei Monday renewed his criticism of last year's international nuclear agreement, accusing the U.S. of failing to keep its side of the bargain. Speaking in Tehran, the Iranian spiritual leader said 6 months after going into effect, there's been no tangible benefit of the deal on the people's lives. He said sanctions relief has been gradual and hope for foreign investment has yet to materialize. Venezuela's National Election Council Monday said the opposition has successfully collected the necessary 1% of voter signatures in every state in their drive to recall President Nicolas Maduro. The opposition had to collect 200,000 valid signatures before a referendum could be held. The council, however, asked for an investigation into possible fraud involving hundreds of those signatures. Typhoon Nita, which brought fierce winds and torrential rains to Hong Kong Tuesday, moved northwest into southern China. The storm has forced the cancellation of flights, closed Hong Kong's stock market, schools, and many businesses. Kenyan police say they, along with U.S. anti-narcotics agents, seized nearly 100 kilograms of cocaine at the country's main seaport, Mombasa, in a container from Brazil. A British national, two Kenyans are being questioned. The containers were destined for Uganda. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.